Hello, everyone. This is Teach 4X, Pillar 2, Unit 1, Lesson B, Do Now, the Humble Bell Ringer. This is Scott Fireisen. With us, as always, is the rest of the Teach 4X team.
Hey there, I'm Eric Johnson.
And I'm Jessica Wirache. Stick around and listen for some great tips from Teach 4X.
As always, we like to start our lesson with an activator to help engage our discussion of the topic. In your Teach4X journals, reflect on what are your classroom entry procedures. What's working about them? What is not? I personally love starting class with a thought-provoking, hypothetical question. It gets the class thinking and discussing something that is interesting and relevant. However, sometimes I get a little stressed thinking about different questions to create. When I do, I turn to Gregory Stock's Book of Questions to stir conversations before diving in and beginning the lesson.
When we hear the word bell ringer, it is just that. The bell rings and our students fall into their daily routine of jumping into either questions or tasks that will start class and the lesson for the day. There are countless examples, tactics, and methods that can be used as bell ringers to really grab students' attention and set the tone for the class. An example includes having students find their seat, take out a pen and a half sheet of notebook paper, and having them respond to different questions, such as, was there anything you didn't understand from your notes yesterday? What is your favorite type of food? This brings in content as well as SEL to start the class for the day.
Bell ringers help students transition smoothly between classes or subjects by providing students a task to engage with as they enter the room. This then provides teachers with a dedicated time to prepare for the lesson, take attendance, and check in with their students. Clever utilization of bell ringers can also serve as a way to hook students into the lesson by asking debatable, scenario-based, or otherwise engaging questions to capture their attention. Moreover, they can be used as a formative assessment tool to gauge students' understanding of previous lessons. Finally, and most importantly, bell ringers offer an opportunity for social-emotional check-ins, ensuring that students have an opportunity to make themselves heard in a direct channel to their teacher. Of course, as a teacher, you have to make sure to read and respond to their bell ringers. It's one of my favorite assignments to grade.
What are some best practices regarding bell ringers? It is important to mix up both academic and SEL questions. This allows students to engage with each other and discuss a variety of topics, both related to the course and not. Allow students to change up the format of their responses. Students can write, speak, draw, or anything else. Giving students different ways to produce a response keeps all students engaged. Keep and implement a daily routine, implementing use of bell ringers in some form on a daily basis. This provides structure for your lesson every day and allow students to know what to expect when class begins. Student responses should be used to gather feedback and or formatively assess. They certainly do not have to be graded each and every time. Using bell ringers to get a sense of where your class is at is always the best practice. Overall, the desired state is to create a catalog of daily automatic questions that provide valuable insight into your students and their learning.
If you're looking for examples of how we at Teach4X implement the material from this lesson, take a look at the included PDFs for resources. Start putting some of these best practices to work in your classroom by downloading the Teach4X Challenge PDF associated with this lesson. Try some new stuff out, get out of your comfort zone, and continue exploring the Teach4X four pillars. Thanks for listening.